डिस्प्ले और अदर ऐप्स आ रहे हैं।
Yeah, so we are live here. So sorry guys, we were facing some technical issues and Rindam is with us right now. We'll just wait for a couple of minutes for other people to join and we can start like once we have around 50 participants. So please stay tuned.
Hello everyone. So I think we are getting speakers even now. So I would request all the listeners to wait for a while before they come and share their journey, their opinions, their stories with us. And we would love to hear from you. But just give us some time because we want more people to join so that you can have better audience to share your stories with. So just give us
Yeah, we have around
two, three
26
minutes.
participants right now. We can
How
start in
many?
a couple of minutes. 28 participants right now.
Okay. So, before we start, I would love to talk to the listeners so that whether you can hear us properly. If you can hear us, please let me know that you can hear us. Just you can raise your hand or you can send us a message that yes, we can hear you properly.
I think like if we can hear each other's voice, then I think we are good.
Okay, is that so?
Yeah,
Acha.
because it's going through server, right?
Acha. Okay.
Okay, we
Great, great.
have 36 participants right now. We are just like we can start at 8:05.
Okay. So
How's the Diwali preparation going on, Arindam, for you? All cleaning done?
nahi yaar, what cleaning? I have to work this Diwali.
Oh my God, why?
Yeah,
मंडे
काम
छुट्टी नहीं
काम नहीं, छुट्टी है पर छुट्टी का मतलब छुट्टी नहीं होता।
है? एटलीस्ट मैं तो एकदम चिल करने वाला.
नहीं, आई एक्चुअली यू नो व्हाट, माय ड्रीम इज टू गो टू सम पहाड़ और एक अच्छा एकदम, मतलब क्या बोलते हैं उसको, माउंटेन में जाके आराम से रिलैक्स करो। बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी डोंट ऑलवेज गेट दैट, एंड दैट्स आवर टॉपिक टुडे, राइट?
Yeah, so we are just around 47 participants, and I
फॉर
think,
फिफ्टी फिफ्टी
yeah, we've reached 50, so we can get started.
या
So, hello, Fishbowl. My name is Shivam Jyotir, and I welcome you all to our Fishbowl podcast. Tonight, I'm joined again with my Mr. Arinda Banerjee. He's an
You
assistant
can call
professor
me
at
my your friend.
yeah, my friend Mr. Arindam Banerjee, he's an assistant professor at Om Dayal Group of Institution, and he hosts a podcast called as Career Talks. In his podcast, he brings along various subject matter experts to share their thoughts from different aspects of professional and personal life. Arindam, welcome back to Fishbowl.
Thank you, and I mean, I'm excited to talk to you and with our guests because I'd love to hear from our guests.
Definitely.
And because what we are doing today is for them, and making having you know उनका जो वॉइस है वो थोड़ा सा ज़्यादा करने के लिए, टू
Yeah, definitely.
एम्पलीफाई द वॉइस.
Tonight we are going to talk about job satisfaction versus finance satisfaction. We'll also be opening up the forum for our listeners to ask us any questions in the latter part of the session. You can do that by either raising your hand or DMing your question by clicking on my profile if you want to remain anonymous. So we can get started, Arindam, if you're ready. So my first
Sure,
question
sure.
is, how would you define being sa financially satisfied, given that as our
So,
income increases, so does our want and standard of living?
So yeah, before we start, once again, I'd love to say hello to all the listeners, and I am very happy that you're able to join with us today. And ये प्रोग्राम जो हमारा है, दिस प्रोग्राम विल बी mostly done every week, once a week, and we would love to hear from you every week so that we can grow as a community, and with the help of each other we can also help the other participants also who are not aware of this particular initiative. So coming back to your question, Shivam, it's a very tricky question, isn't it? I mean, if you look at it that way, that what is more important, that you have like job satisfaction or
या सो लाइक फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लाइक मैं ये डिफाइन करवाना चाहता हूँ आपसे कि फाइनेंशियली सेटिस्फाइड एक कोई इंसान है, हाउ वुड यू डिफाइन इट? बिकॉज लेट्स से मैं जब कॉलेज में पढ़ा करता था, सो आई यूज टू गेट पॉकेट मनी ऑफ अराउंड 15,000 रुपीज़ पर मंथ, एंड दैट वॉज इनफ फॉर मी. इवन आई वॉज लाइक पेइंग माई रेंट आउट ऑफ दैट 15,000 रुपीज़, एंड देन और बाहर से खाना ऑर्डर करना, कभी पार्टी के लिए चले जाना, दीज वर लाइक आई वॉज सेटिस्फाइड विथ वट एवर आई वॉज गेटिंग. नाउ आई एम गेटिंग मच मोर, राइट? बट लाइक अभी भी है कि अब पहले रेडमी का मोबाइल चाहिए था, अब मेरे पास आईफोन है. तो इसके अकॉर्डिंग आपका स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग बढ़ते जाता है, आपके वांट्स बढ़ते जाते हैं. सो ह्यूमन नेचर को अगर हम देखें तो फाइनेंशियली सेटिस्फाइड कोई बंदा है, हाउ वुड यू डिफाइन? क्योंकि हमारा वांट्स तो बढ़ते जा रहा है, राइट?
या डेफिनेटली फाइनेंशियली सेटिस्फाइड बेसिकली अगर मैं इसको बोलूं तो वो होगा कि नो वन इज़ बेसिकली फाइनेंशियली सेटिस्फाइड, बट देर इज़ ऑलवेज अ लिमिट. इफ आई डो नॉट नो वेदर यू हैव हर्ड अबाउट जॉर्डन पीटरसन. इन इफ यू हैवंट हर्ड ऑफ हिम, प्लीज़ डू गूगल हिम एंड वॉच हिज यूट्यूब लेक्चर्स. बहुत ही शानदार इंसान है, मच मोर आर्टिकुलेट दैन ऑल ऑफ अस पुट टुगेदर. So what he has defined is that at a certain point of time in your career, you start earning more than what you can probably spend. So right. At one point of time, you are spending a certain amount, say X, but you're getting more. So what happens to that excess? It keeps on accumulating. And of course, we are always saving up for a rainy day. But wo jo accumulation hai, वो एक्यूमुलेशन जो होता है उसके वो एक उसका सर्टन कोई हिसाब नहीं रहता. मतलब उसको हम लोग चाहते हैं कि वो और एक्यूमुलेट हो, और एक सर्टन पॉइंट आ जाता है हमारे लाइफ में दैट इवन आफ्टर स्पेंडिंग आवर से आई एम होपिंग दैट नॉट नो वन गोज थ्रू दिस, बट इवन ऑफ इवन समवन इज हॉस्पिटलाइज्ड एंड मेडिकल बिल्स बहुत ज़्यादा आने के बावजूद भी हमारे पास इनफ सेविंग्स रहते हैं. सो एट अ सर्टन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम वी आर मच मोर वेल ऑफ than what we were. So we have to draw a line where that point is. Ki haan, main ek certain point mein aa chuka hoon jahan pe mere personal needs, mere ghar ke needs and mere jo bhi paraphernalias hain din every month ke, wo sab kuch satisfy ho raha hai. Uske upar mera ek saving ho raha hai, kafi hefty amount ya kafi amount, kuch bhi ho. Aur uske upar agar chala jaunga to I think you can consider yourself to be financially satisfied. However, ये हमारे इंसान के फितरत में रहता नहीं है ये. We always want more. So, eventually हम लोग चाहते हैं कि नहीं और मिले. So, we are always striving for more. So, at that point of time, when we are absolutely certain and well off in your savings, तभी I think you should, I think, more or less work for yourself. More or less work for your own satisfaction. This is a very vague way of explaining things, but isme kafi detail mein hum ja sakte hain if our time permits.
Right, I think
what is your opinion?
So I was saying ki discipline bhi kafi ek matter karta hai. For example, एक मैंने बुक पढ़ा है, रिच डैड पुअर डैड बाय रॉबर्ट कियोसाकी. सो उसमें उन्होंने काफ़ी अच्छे से बताया है कि कैसे जिसके पास ज़्यादा पैसा था बट वो भी पुअर डैड कहलाता है, और जिसके पास कम पैसा रहता है बट उसका मेंटालिटी रहता है वैस पैसा जनरेट करने का, ही वॉज कॉल्ड रिच डैड, राइट? बट वो उसके पास पैसा रहता नहीं, ही वॉज अ मैकेनिक इन अ गराज. लेकिन अगर आप पहले इन्वेस्ट कर रहे हो बिफोर स्पेंडिंग योर मनी, इंस्टेड ऑफ स्पेंडिंग एंड जो बचा उसको सेव करना, ये काइंड ऑफ मैंटेलिटी अगर है एंड यू आर लुकिंग फॉर अ लॉन्ग टर्म गोल की इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू रिटायर अर्ली लेट से बाई 45 एंड यू आर सेविंग लेट से 40% ऑफ योर इनकम पर मंथ. सो आई थिंक कि 45 इज़ अ गुड एज जिसमें आप रिटायर कर सकते हैं अकॉर्डिंग टू योर स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ लिविंग दैट यू विल बी लिविंग अप टू, राइट. एंड ये
आई थिंक रिटायर से ज़्यादा मुझे लगता है कि आपको जैसे फाइनेंशियल फ्रीडम होता है वो अचीव कर लिया आपने. वंस यू हैव अचीव द फाइनेंशियल फ्रीडम, व्हाट यू कैन डू इज यू कैन गो फॉर योर फ्रीडम ऑफ चॉइस ऑफ जॉब्स यू वांट टू डू. देन यू कैन गो टू अ सर्टेन कंपनी वेयर योर पे इज लेस, क्योंकि तभी आपको जॉब सेटिस्फेक्शन का ज़्यादा ये चाहिए रहता है, रिक्वायरमेंट चाहिए रहता है. बट इसके पहले तक एज अ फ्रेशर अगर कोई एंट्री लेवल में कोई आता है तो उसको आई थिंक जॉब सेटिस्फेक्शन मिलेगा कि नहीं मिलेगा ये तो मैं कोई गारंटी नहीं दे सकता. बट आई थिंक एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम ही शुड नॉट थिंक अबाउट दैट. मेरे हिसाब से ही शुड वॉन्ट वॉन्ट अबाउट इट. ही शुड ऑलवेज लाइक एक एम रहना चाहिए. बट एज्यूम करो एक एक फ्रेशर इंसान अगर लड़का है वो या लड़की है उसको स्टार्टिंग में ही जॉब सेटिस्फेक्शन मिल जाता है. सो व्हाट्स द इनिशिएटिव टू गो अहेड.
Okay,
सो
that's
आई
an
थिंक
interesting
फाइनेंशियल
take actually.
या इट्स अ टेक ऑन फाइनेंशियल फ्रीडम एज वेल एज योर फ्रीडम ऑन चूजिंग योर ओन जॉब्स.
And while we are talking about job satisfaction, do you think job satisfaction exists? Like, is it a myth or reality in today's world, you know, post-COVID, जहाँ पे we are facing multiple layoffs? Like, for example, 1,000 employees were laid off from Microsoft, 3,000 were fired from an academy or Baijus. So इस टाइम में when people are striving to get any kind of job, do you think job satisfaction यहाँ पे अभी भी matter करता है या फिर जो मिल रहा है ले लो भाई?
मेरे हिसाब से तो सिचुएशन मतलब वर्ल्ड का ऐसा है कि वी आर लिविंग इन वेरी अनसर्टेन टाइम्स एंड
राइट.
प्रेजेंट इन एंड अंडर प्रेजेंट कंडीशन मेरे हिसाब से इट्स बेटर जस्ट टू वर्क वेर एवर यू आर गेटिंग द चांस. बिकॉज जॉब सेटिस्फेक्शन अभी प्रेजेंटली अगर आप बोलोगे तो वो लक्जरी है. पहले आपको क्या ज़रूरत है वो इम्पोर्टेंट है. लक्जरी वो तभी आता है जब आपके पास एक्सेस हो जाता है कि नहीं. क्योंकि जॉब्स मार्केट में अगर अवेलेबल नहीं है तो व्हाट डू यू डू. अगर आपके पास जॉब नहीं है एक एक साल तक आप वेट कर रहे हो फिर एक जॉब आता है विच यू आर नॉट वेरी हैप्पी अबाउट विच यू डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू डू बट यू स्टिल गेट इन टू इट बिकॉज वन वन ईयर यू आर सिटिंग. You're desperate to do your work. You're desperate to work. You're desperate to earn some money. तभी आपको जॉब सेटिस्फेक्शन आप सोचोगे भी नहीं.
Yeah,
नहीं
this is reality. Like
तो
real
ये
world is
रजिस्टर
not ideal.
प्रैग्मेटिक अप्रोच यही होगा कि वी वुड गो अहेड एंड ज्वाइन द जॉब बिकॉज करंट सिनेरियो इज नॉट वेरी स्टेबल. और ये स्टेबल कब होगा इसका भी कोई गारंटी नहीं है.
Yeah. However, like जो आपका इसके ऊपर टेक है, आई थिंक मेनी पीपल वुड डिसएग्री, लाइक राइट. सो एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू टेक वन और अ कपल ऑफ पीपल, लाइक यू नो, सजेशन और इफ दे थिंक
श्योर
अदरवाइज, राइट. सो प्लीज़ रेज योर हैंड फ्रॉम द लिसनर सेक्शन एंड विल इन्वाइट यू एज अ स्पीकर इफ़ यू थिंक अभी भी इस जॉब मार्केट में अपने को जॉब सेटिस्फैक्शन को प्रेफर करना चाहिए इंस्टेड ऑफ जस्ट गेटिंग वट इज़ देयर.
So, if anyone like to talk about this subject, please do raise your hand, and we will be very happy to invite you, and you can share your theme or your opinion with us. So, while we are waiting for people to raise their hand, I'd
So,
like to ask you, Shivam, what is your opinion on the present scenario?
I think it really impacted me. Like last February, like this February actually, I left Amazon. I was working there as a business intelligence engineer, and due to some circumstances, I had to leave. The work that was assigned to me as was not, you know, according to what I had expected, and the work culture, something like that. We don't want to go into the details. However, for the because of that reason, I took a gap, and that gap मैं ना जब एक सर्टेन टाइम के बाद मुझे लगा कि चलो लेट्स गेट बैक इनटू द बिजनेस, फिर से जॉब ज्वाइन करते हैं, एंड आई हैड दैट रेज्यूमे में मेरे फैंग का एक ब्रांड था, राइट? हाउएवर इट इम्पैक्टेड मी एडवर्सली, क्योंकि मुझे लगा कि अब अमेजोन में हो गया तो अब किसी भी कंपनी में हो जाएगा, लेकिन इट रियलिटी हिट मी हार्ड, एंड यू नो काफ़ी रिजेक्शन्स आ रहे थे, इवन दो आई वॉज फुली क्वालिफाइड फॉर द जॉब डिस्क्रिप्शन, हाँ, लेकिन नहीं हो पा रहा था फॉर लाइक कपल ऑफ मंथ्स, एंड देन आई यू नो दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी दैट आई एम करेंटली वर्किंग इन केम अलॉन्ग, एंड आई टुक दिस, यू नो ज़्यादा ने सोचा भी नहीं, एंड वट आई वॉज डेस्परेट इनफ टू गेट इन टू इट. सो या आई एग्री विथ यू, क्योंकि अभी भी रियलिटी के हिसाब से आपको अपना फाइनेंस भी मेंटेन करके रखना पड़ता है, इवन दो इफ़ यू वांट टू ट्रैवल, किसी को व्लॉगर बनना है, दिस इज़ एक्चुअली रिलेटेड टू व्हाट वी डिस्कस्ड इन द यस्टरडेज इवेंट एज वेल, वेयर मिस्टर अभिजीत भट्टाचार्य ही एक्सप्लेन्ड व्हाई फॉलोइंग पैशन इज़ अ बैड थिंग. सो उसमें उन्होंने बताया कि यू नो इफ़ यू आर गिविंग अप एवरी थिंग टू फॉलो योर पैशन, इज़ इट नॉट अ रियलिस्टिक सिनेरियो. आपको ये भी देख के चलना है कि आपके अगर ऊपर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज़ है, या फिर अपना पर्सनल फाइनेंसिस भी देखें, तो अपने कैपिटल्स को, अपने कॉर्पस को वो मेंटेन करके पहले किसी चीज़ में अच्छे बन जाए, एंड देन यू मेक इट अ पैशन, नॉट द अदर वे अराउंड. सो या डेफिनेटली अभी अभी के मार्केट में टू बी इन रियल वर्ल्ड, आई थिंक व्हाट यू हैड सेड इज़ राइट, इज़ अ राइट थिंग. बट या वी आर ओपन अबाउट एनी अदरवाइज थॉट फ्रॉम द लिसनर सेक्शन.
Does anyone want to talk? Sarvanan, Pradeep, Pratham, Shirshak, Ashish, Akshay, Prakhar, Abhishek, hello, hi, Suman, Mahak, Amit, Neelam, Amit again. So if everyone is listening, please do raise your hand. We'd love to hear from you. So Amit and Shehal PS have raised their hand. So let's invite them.
Yes.
So please do come, join us. Have you invited them, Ashur?
Yes, yes, I have invited them.
So if you please click on the link or something like that will come to, yeah. So Amit has joined. Hi, Amit. Hello.
Amit, your voice is not audible. Can you try muting and unmuting?
Amit, hello.
Hello, hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. No, right now you're audible.
I'm in the opportunity forum, and
please
in these sessions, and I installed this app. And I found it really well. I really could. This is something or a good thing I have been missing. So my question is, now I see that people are applying for jobs in multiple companies. Collect an offer letter from company A, company C, and they collect six offer letters. At the end of the day, they join only. And where they are even not be joining, still they collect the offer letter. And I think that is not a good practice. They're not joining and still collecting the offer letters. And someone else who could be hired, we are stopping them. So what is your views on this? Just wanted to know.
I think Amit, the question which you asked is a very relevant one, and some of the points you have hit the bullseye, because if you're not joining, you're basically blocking. But sometimes what happens is companies also keep people in the backup, you know. So yeah, let's assume that they have selected candidate A, and they have sent their offer letter. I'm talking from the point of view of the company, right? Mm-hmm. So they have sent a offer letter to candidate A, and given that window of opportunity that within, say, January 1st, you have to join. And let's say that person did not join. So what they do is that they have a candidate B and a candidate C in place. where they will offer them the job. So unke paas wo backup rehta hai. It's not always true that if you're not joining, you're blocking. So aisa nahi hai mere hisab se. Amit, yeah. do you agree or what do you think?
Yes, I agree on this point. I was not aware of what is the backstory. So if this is the story, then yes, I agree with your point of view. So
actually,
yeah.
Personal experience, like, sorry for interruption, Amit. From my personal experience, it had actually happened with me, and I was the backup in that case. I got selected for, like, you know, in the last job hunt, I got selected in a very good reputed company, and I was able to join immediately. However, like, on Friday, like, they were about to release my offer letter, and I was willing to join from Monday. And like on the Friday itself, they said ki nahi ho payega, because another guy, jisko maine pehle offer kiya tha, usne offer accept kar liya hai, and so that's why your offer letter will be, you know, kind of a discarded. So it goes
even
both
that
ways.
Happens,
yeah. So, you know, you spend a lot of time preparing for that company, multiple interviews. I gave around 6 rounds of interviews for that company, and even after that, it happened. It happens, because hum log ideal world mein to reh nahi rahe. So, you know, from both parties, this is something, you know, ki backup ke liye ye bhi rakh rahe hain, company's side se bhi rakh rahe hain, and employees ke side se bhi wo backup ke liye multiple job offers rakh rahe hain.
Acha, Amit,
okay, then
just a minute. What do you think about today's topic? Do you have any opinion, suggestion?
So, yes, I completely agree with that. Job satisfaction. So, I have also worked with multiple companies and multiple projects, and at the end of the day, so in today's world, or as per the people's, I would talk about, it would always look like we have more work, we have a lot of pressure, I'm doing this, that, and I'm doing A to Z activities in the company. But it will happen always, even if we will go to company B, company C. So the person who is always not happy about the job, with the job he's doing, so we should love our job, what I feel is. And until you are working, that love your job. Either if you are not satisfied with that, then look for some other company, other profile which satisfies you and pays well as well. Because the money, at the end of the day, money matters a lot. And I have seen this in my experience.
Yeah, I think, Amit, you are also right. So, this topic is so gray area hai na, matlab main agar, let's say that you cannot choose one over the other, like it's a very grayish area topic, isliye hum iske bare mein baat karna chahte the. So I think jo opinion aapka aaya hai wo bhi ek tarike se sahi hai.
Yes, kyunki maine khud personally observe kiya hai ki jab I worked in some other companies, I was like, why all the pressure is been given to me, why that person is not working, this person is not working. So job pressure will be there, and there will be people who are not working, you are working for them as well. So it will always be there. It could be any other scenarios too. For me, it was this that time. In what I felt in my past experience, but yes, that way I was not satisfied, but still I kept working. But that was good for me. If I was doing a job of two people, at the end of the day I learned a lot, and when I left the job I got a good offer from another company. So whatever I was doing, I was loving that as well.
So you learned from your present job to switch on to the future job, let's say. Aisa hi kuch soch sakte hain log. Okay, fine,
right.
Great. Amit, stick with us. And I'd love to hear from other speakers, other listeners, sorry. Can anyone come up and have a talk with us? So, koi tension ki baat nahi hai, aap aaram se aake baat kar sakte ho. So, it's not like...
Definitely, like while we are waiting for others to raise their hands, I'll just take another question. For especially for freshers, like you were talking about Arindam, what should they look for when they are looking for a job? As I know, as a fresher, आपके पास ज़्यादा opportunity ये choose करने का option नहीं रहता है. You are, you know, assigned on a project randomly, either support में, कभी testing में, कभी backend में, कभी frontend में. So people, especially fresher, don't get this opportunity कि वो उनका future किस में बनेगा. Because the first project or the first company में जैसे आपको task मिलता है, काफ़ी मेजोरिटी टाइम में यही होता है कि उसमें ही आपका पूरा लाइफ उसी में बन जाए. सो हाउ, व्हाट डू यू थिंक अबाउट इट?
मैं मेरे एक्सपीरियंस से कुछ बोल सकता हूँ
डेफिनेटली.
कि मेरे हिसाब से एक सर्टेन टाइम तक मुझे वो अपॉर्चुनिटीज़ नहीं मिला जो मैं चाहता था, तो आई हैड टू वर्क वेर आई वॉज नॉट वेरी हैप्पी एंड आई वॉज एक्स आई मीन आई आई कैन टर्म इट एज लाइक आई कैन आई वॉज एक्सट्रीमली अनहैप्पी. सो आई थिंक एवरी एवरी इंडिविजुअल का जो जर्नी है इट्स डिफरेंट. समटाइम्स यू एंड अप डूइंग वॉट यू लव और यू जस्ट लाइक इट वॉट यू डूइंग एंड समटाइम्स फॉर द इनिशियल फॉर 1 2 ईयर्स द स्ट्रगलिंग यू डू नॉट नो यू आर लाइक अ लिटिल फिश इन द सी. यू डू नॉट नो वेयर टू गो वॉट टू डू. सो तुम काफ़ी सारे जॉब्स स्विच भी करते हो
राइट,
उसी क्या
डोमेन.
बोलते हैं उसी थॉट प्रोसेस में रहते हो आप. देखिए देखिए एट द स्टार्टिंग ना आपके ऊपर उतना रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी रहती नहीं है, ठीक है? तो यू कैन इजीली स्विच जॉब्स. तो इफ यू आर नॉट लाइकिंग इट यू कैन आई मीन ऑफकोर्स स्विच जॉब्स. किसका इसका मतलब ये नहीं होता कि मेरे पास जॉब नहीं है मैं छोड़ के बैठ जाऊँ घर पे, ऐसा नहीं बोल रहा हूँ. कि आप थोड़ा सोचो, टाइम लो, जॉब आया हाथ में फिर जॉब चेंज करो. तो मेरे हिसाब से दैट इज़ दी वे टू गो. कि आपको अच्छा नहीं लग रहा है, फाइन आई लुक फॉर अ न्यू जॉब. बट एट द वेरी बिगिनिंग फ्रेशर्स के लिए बहुत इजी है, बट आफ्टर अ वाइल वंस यू हैव कार्व्ड अ नीश फॉर योर सेल्फ आई थिंक दैट्स बिकम्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज यू हैव ऑलरेडी कार्व्ड अ नीश एंड यू हैव रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज विद यू for
Yeah, I
especially
agree.
for married people with children. Then at that point of time you do not have that luxury. So what is your opinion, Amit? And I think Prashant is there. You, so Prashant, we'll start with you. Prashant, can you hear us?
Prashant, you are on mute, so can you please unmute?
Prashant, okay. So Amit, do share your opinion.
We also have
So,
Sudhanshu. Yeah,
yes,
please
I
go ahead,
would.
Amit.
Yes, so Arindam, I would go with your journey. Same happened with me when I started my career, my first job. So my other colleague and everyone was not happy with the job, whatever the job they were doing. But I liked it a lot initially. For 2 years, I stayed in the same job, and so the. Why I liked it, and it was not the job I was craving for, or I did not choose that one. But yeah, I always wanted to be a mechanical engineer, but I did not get a chance to do this. I came into IT, and that was my first job. I was in calling profile, but I liked it. Why? Because I learned a lot. The speaking skills I got from there. Otherwise, I was really, really bad in speaking. So. And since then, so yes, you said I was not having the luxury, but I carved niche out of that and moved into different industry, came into IT, learned, did some certifications, and yeah, I agree with your point. So when we are married, and so especially for the married people, what you said, so. Same, I think I could relate completely whatever you said.
Okay, so Sudhir, do you want to share some opinion?
Sure. Hello, guys. This is my first talk in the fishbowl,
Sure.
and I'm a new user of the fishbowl, and I'm not aware
So,
much about this. Yes, taking the topic into the consideration, job satisfaction or financial satisfaction, we could go with the financial satisfaction more at this point of time, because Arindam ji said that first 2 years or 3 years, it will be you're like a fish in the ocean. So you'll be searching here and there, right? So there will not be, everybody will be having their dream job. Okay, but are you sure that whenever you get into that job, are you satisfied? The work, what they are going to put on you is that question, right? When the company tries to push you more one or the other way, a candidate will break down, right? And at a certain point, he will feel that or she will feel that, where am I? Am I in a trap? Though they are paying you well, they definitely say that. But if your aim is to earn more, whatever the job it is and however the situations it is, right? So you will change your colors and you will grasp the things very much early, so that you don't have to get fired from that company, so that you don't have to stay low, you don't have to stay back while others are moving ahead. You will learn the things quickly and you will upgrade yourself more for the good payments and the good financial stability is what is my opinion. As I've joined, I'm a seriously, I'm a little bird right now in the corporate, but yes, I'm learning it bit by bit. According to me, the financial stability what we are discussing is more, much more. Yes, I do understand that meant job satisfaction is also important, but when you're getting handful of money, that job satisfaction is definitely comes, is my opinion.
So it's a very tricky question, as I said before.
It's a gray matter to discuss. That's
It's
true,
a
ji.
very and Sudhir, what I'd like to say is that in Fishbowl we normally have these kind of talks and career talks almost every week, and with a different topic, and where people can join us live. We start with some questions of our own. We try to answer them as per our understanding. It may be wrong, it may be right, but then we invite guests to the platform to let them share their opinion, because this is a very the very basic of it is all that we want to help everyone, and everyone will help each other. So
True, sir. True, sir.
we'd like to continue this program per every week with your help, and we would love that you are joining us and having a discussion today. So just keep, I mean, just stay with us. Shivam, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I definitely agree, like with what Shudendra had said. I think financial satisfaction will overcome kind of a ways more than what job satisfaction is, because ज्यादा पैसा है तो फिर ऑब्वियसली प्यार काम से आने लगता है, एंड यू विल ऑल्सो हैव दिस रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी कि अर्निंग
बट
मोर, से उसके अकॉर्डिंग काम भी ज्यादा
शिवम,
करता है.
व्हाट हैपेंस देन व्हेन यू आर वर्किंग लाइक 16 आवर्स अ डे एंड यू डू नॉट हैव अ टाइम फॉर एनीथिंग, बट यू आर अर्निंग लॉट्स ऑफ मनी, व्हाट देन?
या सो दैट इज एक्चुअली समथिंग रिलेटेड टू वर्क इन्वायरमेंट, राइट? सो अगर वो पुअर वर्क इन्वायरमेंट, सो दैट बिकम्स अ टोटली डिफरेंट टॉपिक. वो उसमें ये आ जाएगा कि इफ़ यू आर हैविंग टू वर्क फॉर 16 आवर्स अ डे बट यू आर पेड बेटर, सो विल यू, वाट विल यू चूज? अब लाइक इट्स जॉब सेटिस्फैक्शन एक बड़ा सा पार्ट वर्क इन्वायरमेंट भी रहता है, बट एक लर्निंग
एग्जैक्टली
अपॉर्चुनिटी, और अगर आपको जिस चीज़ में इंटरेस्ट है, आपको जिस काइंड ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजीज में आपको इंटरेस्ट है, इफ़ यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट आईटी, सो अगर उस पर काम करने के लिए मिल रहा है एंड द वर्किंग आवर्स आर नॉर्मल, तो उस सारे में अगर मैं वैसे पर्सपेक्टिव में बोल रहा, सो इफ ऑटोमेटिकली अगर पैसे हाथ में ज़्यादा आ रहे, तो यू डेफिनेटली स्टार्ट टू लाइक व्हाट यू आर डूइंग ऑन अ डेली बेसिस. और एक कहा जाता है ना कि
नो,
21 दिन के बाद, मैंने कोटा फैक्ट्री में देखा था, 21 दिन में आदत लग जाती है. तो फिर वो अगर आप काम कर रहे हो एक डिसिप्लिन के साथ, यू आर गिविंग 8 आवर्स अ डे सोलली टू द जॉब दैट यू आर डूइंग,
आई एग्री। एट
दैट
आवर्स इज
आफ्टर
अ ड्रीम, आई थिंक शिवम, बट जस्ट सॉरी, आई हैव टू इंटरप्ट ऑन दिस पॉइंट, क्योंकि मेरे हिसाब से मैं जो फील्ड में काम करता था एंड काम अभी तो आई एम इन टीचिंग, बट 8 आवर्स अ डे इज अ ड्रीम। आई नेवर हैड एन 8 आवर डे इन माई लाइफ, ठीक है? So, it's insane. Because I am from a very core field, मैं मैकेनिकल इंजीनियर था, से मतलब मैंने मैंने किया है एम टेक, एंड इन आवर कोर फील्ड देर इज नथिंग कॉल्ड एन 8 आवर अ डे. सो
So then I would feel myself lucky because currently what I'm doing right now in this organization is
Absolutely.
like less than 8 hours a day, I'll say. But I hope my manager is not in the listener section.
I hope not. I hope not. Also, I'm also hoping that Amit, Sudhiran and Rakesh, आपका भी बॉस नहीं है यहाँ पे, बट अगर है तो भैया संभाल लेना.
There are very few people from my company who have joined Fishbowl, so I am very much happy to see that. Because if in case ha oh, that happens, let them hear, because I'm out of the work right now. I'm out of that boundary, right? So whenever I'm doing my work, I do with dedication. I do. I give up. I give my 100%. Let's say 101%, right? So when I'm out of that boundary, I am a free man, right? I am a citizen of India who can talk anything, any bullshit or what I want. So that is the thing, what happens when you are out of this. This is the, you know, this is the boundary what we are talking right now, who are enthusiasts of to know very much eagerly what's happening around in the corporate life. So we are discussing on some major topic, right? So though any managers are here are hearing this, then they definitely understands, because they have already have gone through this phase, whatever we are talking right now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So,
So then
I think Rakesh is there. Let him come also.
Sure.
Hi, hello guys.
Sir, you are telling something, Shiva.
Yeah, actually, I had a question to Sudhendra actually, because he mentioned ki I'm out of my working hours, then whatever the bullshit that I'll do is my own thing, right? So a kind of a topic से not related है, but it's a definitely a hot topic in the community within the fishbowl only about moonlighting, right? We all know, all have heard the news about Fivipro firing 300 people. Obviously, integrity वाले में मैं नहीं जाना चाहता हूँ. That is definitely unethical doing इंटीग्रिटी यू नो वर्किंग विद द कॉम्पिटिशन. हाउएवर एक पार्ट है कि डिफरेंट कोई भी टाइप का डिफरेंट नीश का मून लाइटिंग जॉब. व्हाट डू यू थिंक अबाउट सुधेंद्र, कि डू यू थिंक कंपनी शुड अलाउ इट या फिर कंपनी शुडन माइंड कि अगर बंदा एक आईटी में जॉब कर रहा है और फिर बाद में कुछ और भी कर रहा है नॉट रिलेटेड टू व्हाट दे आर डूइंग, लाइक तो व्हाट डू यू थिंक अबाउट इट?
See, I told the same thing. If a guy is let's say X person is giving his full of his best to the company, and organization is developing because of that team, and in that team he is working and efficient, and that team is working efficiently, then the rest of the things what he does in his life, it is up to him. Okay, if
Absolutely.
the managers has to catch hold of the person, if the person is roaming around as a lazy ass, right? He's a potato coach, right? He's not doing anything, and he's not being productive to the team, and he is not at all beneficial to the team. Then there is a point, valid point, that yes, we have to exterminate him, this person, from this team, or we have to allocate him to the another team, or we have to fire them. That is up to them. But if he does other things than this thing, right? So it is totally up to him. That is totally goes up. To the efficiency of that person, what he does in the team is according to me.
यार इसमें एक बात है, एक एक वन देयर इज वन मोर पॉइंट दैट मेरे हिसाब से बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट है शिवम, इज दैट कॉन्फ्लिक्ट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट नहीं रहना चाहिए. यू शुड नॉट वर्क फॉर योर काउंटर कंपनी हु इज एक्चुअली इन द रेस विथ योर कंपनी, है ना?
ट्रू
डेफिनेटली. ये तो एकदम कॉन्फ्लिक्ट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट और इंटीग्रिटी का बात हो गया. हाउएवर अभी रिसेंटली कल लाइक यस्टरडे आईटी मिनिस्टर ऑफ कर्नाटका मेड दिस स्टेटमेंट कि पीपल हु आर मूव लीव कर्नाटका, लाइक शिफ्ट आउट ऑफ कर्नाटका. सो दिस वाज काइंड ऑफ अ बोल्ड
व्हाट व्हाट
स्टेटमेंट,
आई
यू
डिड
नो,
नॉट हियर
क्योंकि
यू, आई
ऐसा
डिड
है.
नॉट हियर यू, कैन यू रिपीट?
या सो आई वाज सेइंग आईटी मिनिस्टर ऑफ कर्नाटका मेड द स्टेटमेंट कि पीपल हु आर डूइंग मून लाइटिंग जॉब कैन शिफ्ट आउट ऑफ कर्नाटका. सो ये काफी काइंड ऑफ अ
गलत
बोल्ड
है,
स्टेटमेंट था. या सो बिकॉज अगर कंफ्लिक्ट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट हो तो डेफिनेटली यू नो ये तो अनएथिकल है और चीटिंग है. हाउएवर इफ यू आर इफ समवन इज वर्किंग इन स्विगी, रात में डिलीवर कर रहा है और सुबह में अगर काम कर रहा है बिकॉज ऑफ यू नो, क्योंकि पैसा भी
फाइनेंशियल
तो ज़्यादा देते
इश्यूज।
नहीं है. या राइट, बहुत सारी मास कंपनीज जो रहती हैं, जो 2003 में दे रहे थे वो उससे थोड़ा सा ज़्यादा दे रहे हैं अभी 2022 में भी. तो फिर ऑब्वियसली पैसे की तरफ से देखा जाए तो कम बंदे को, एम्प्लॉई को अपने साइड से एक्स्ट्रा एफर्ट मारना पड़ रहा है. लेकिन अगर उसको ऐसा अपनी गवर्नमेंट और अपने जो कंपनीज को जो लीडर्स हैं वो बोल रहे हैं कि भाई तुमने किया तो तुम गए. सो दिस इज समथिंग यू नो आई फील रियली अगेंस्ट अबाउट. इफ देर इज़ नो कॉन्फ्लिक्ट इन इंटरेस्ट देन वट एवर द पर्सन इज डूइंग आउट ऑफ द वर्किंग आवर्स फ्रॉम द मेन फुल टाइम कंपनी शुड नॉट बी द बिजनेस ऑफ दैट कंपनी.
Yeah, so Karishma has joined. Karishma, welcome. So can you hear us? We cannot hear you. Can you fix your mic?
While Krishma
Okay,
joins
we
us,
can.
we can take Rakesh's
Rakesh,
suggestion.
am I audible
Rakesh?
now?
Yes, Krishma, you are audible.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, okay. So, okay, Filal, you can choose either of the you can talk. We do not want to comment on that.
Rakesh, you can go ahead, please.
Karishma, please wait.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I think today's topic is job satisfaction or financial satisfaction, right? So I would like to answer from my own personalized experience, right? So that you all get at least, you know, I would like to try to answer this as authenticate as possible. Although, you know, there's no right or wrong answer. It's a very subjective answer, right?
Right.
So, I mean, initially when I had around 3 years of experience with one of multinational company, right? I had to switch the job for money, right? So the job which I was doing was very I was very very much satisfied with that, but the pay was very very less, right? So I gave interview to another company that was also equally large cap company only, right? But as large as it was. The as large as was my previous company. So I joined later, everything was fine. Somehow I got a 100% raise, right? My first job switch. But I didn't like the people right there, the atmosphere overall, right? So the thing that excited me was money. So I used to feel motivated on 30th of the month. And after 3 4 days I used to get demotivated,
यार एकदम सही बोला है, बहुत बोल
है ना?
सारे।
तो ये क्या है ना कि वी ह्यूमन आर वेरी वेरी इमोशनल अबाउट थिंग्स यार.
एब्सोल्युटली
तो यू नो व्हेन इफ यू आस्क मी पर्सनली तो यू नो वी शुड बैलेंस थिंग्स आउट यार. Okay,
Absolutely, absolutely.
because you know you're getting money, but if you are working with you know a shit load of people who you don't like, right? That culture is a very toxic culture, right? Then even if you're making good money, even if you're learning, sometimes you don't find connected actually, right? Or irrespective of whatever career level you are, you need that actually. So I was bachelor at that point in time. I could sit idle for a couple of months, quit job or for another job. All of that I could have done, right? But actually, I chose to continue and look for other options. And I'll tell you why. Actually, in Indian market, no people. If you quit, right? People. And I think this is a learning area for manager and HR and all of those guys who recruit, right? Now I am at the level wherein I recruit also people, right? And I often, if I find somebody's, you know, reason for break is authentic and accurate, I do validate. But if I find it authentic, accurate, and that guy is capable enough,
mm-hmm.
from my side, I give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because
genuine banda rahega to, hai na? If somebody is just faking, then that's a different story. But if somebody comes and tell me upfront, I didn't like that toxic boss, or I didn't like that culture, and that's why I quit, I would accept that. I have that courage to accept that. Right? And give that guy a chance. And I think this acceptability should come with time. You know,
Rakesh, एक पॉइंट है यहाँ पे मेरा कि हर कोई ऐसा नहीं सोचता हर कोई ऐसा नहीं सोचता एंड प्रेफरेंस ज्यादातर सुपीरियर पोजीशन के लोगों को जाता है
सोचेगा ना सर सोचेगा आई विल टेल यू विद टाइम यू नो पीपल विल हैव टू थिंक है ना सो अभी रिसेंटली व्हेन ग्रेट रेजिग्नेशन केम एंड ऑल ऑफ सडन यू नो आईटी कंपनी स्टार्टेड टू मूव टू टियर 2 सिटीज Right, company has started to give preference to women employee who were on career break and all of that. It is all simple economics, supply and demand scenario. Right, mm-hmm. my philosophy was speaking on moonlighting also. Right,
mm-hmm.
so let me tell you that in coming time, as we grow, right, by 2040 or whatever, we are going to be, you know. We are emerging country and we are going to grow multi-fold, right, in coming time, right? Mm-hmm. India is always going to be sweet spot for IT export industry and in terms of manufacturing that is coming in, right, FDI investment and all of that. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you from my personal experience that things are going to improve, right? And it is not always that employer will be in power, right? When they will feel that heat, no. When they will not have people to work and they will have a lot of work, automatically all these things will come. No company, if they keep on getting, you know, people like, you know, a lot of jokes keeps on flowing, no, that Wipro was giving 3 lakh 10 years ago and now also they are giving 3, 4 lakh to fresher. All these things are going to change. It is all simple economy. Take care. As long as there is a huge supply of manpower and less opportunities, ye sab parity rahega, hai na? So this so ye time lagega. Is aisa nahi hai ki ek din mein hoga ye, right? So
yeah.
So with time.
Okay.
अभी जो यंग लोग आ रहे हैं उनका अपना मेंटेलिटी रहे कि मेंटल हेल्थ और एक अच्छा वर्क एनवायरनमेंट भी लाइफ में इम्पोर्टेंट है तब तक ये रहेगा क्योंकि अगर जनरली एज अ जनरल ट्रेंड मैं बता रहा अगर आप इंटरव्यू में इफ यू आर सेइंग कि माय प्रीवियस बॉस वाज यू नो नॉट गुड और अगर बैड माउथ कर रहे हो तो डेफिनेटली लास्ट तक बिग नो नो राइट लाइक इवन वो सच है इवन लाइक आई हैव सीन अबाउट द केसेस लाइक कि अगर लड़की के साथ सेक्सुअल हरासमेंट केस हुआ ऑन द प्रीवियस वर्कप्लेस एंड दैट्स व्हाई शी रिजाइंड एंड शी ब्रॉट दिस अप इन द इंटरव्यू फॉर द नेक्स्ट कंपनी दे जस्ट यू नो ट्राई टू नो ऑब्वियसली उस रीजन है हां कि ये ऑलरेडी एक केस हो चुका है सो वी डोंट वांट टू डील विद दैट इट्स नॉट आइडियल बट
सो आई विल टेल यू सो शिवम दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग तो आप क्योंकि आप पावर में नहीं हो ना है ना आपका पावर नहीं है तो इंटरव्यूअर आपको रिजेक्ट कर रहा है इवन दो दैट इज नॉट अ वैलिड इफ ही आस्क हिमसेल्फ ऑनेस्टली दिस इज नॉट अ वैलिड रीजन फॉर रिजेक्शन राइट बट बिकॉज यू आर नॉट इन पावर दैट बायर इज हैविंग पावर सेलर इज नॉट हैविंग पावर तो हो रहा है ऐसे बट व्हेन यू विल बी इन पावर देयर विल बी मोर डिमांड एंड लेस पीपल देन दे विल हियर यू You only told me, you was telling, no, that people are having 6 offers, right, nowadays. Mm-hmm. Why they have 6 offers? Because there are lot many buyers of that skill.
Mm-hmm.
Was having meeting with at partner level employee in KPMG, right? And he said that, we have a process called aptitude test, right? But nowadays, people are having multiple offers and he says that why would I give you that aptitude test? We already have so many offers. That guy is offering this much and all of that.
Correct.
That guy has actually got one exception policy in place And he said that if somebody has appeared for these 10 companies, you don't need to appear for that aptitude test. Why it is happening? Because here, seller is having that power.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So your point is valid.
Okay, I think Rakesh has made a very valid point.
Yep.
So can we now ask Karishma to say something on this issue?
Yeah, actually we started from somewhere and we moved to somewhere else. So
that's okay. Conversation.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. Actually, I forgot my points, but okay. Now let's come back to the topic: job satisfaction and financial satisfaction. So my views are, without financial satisfaction, job satisfaction will not be there. If I am not earning, earning enough from that particular job position. Suppose I am having 4 years of experience and I am not having that expected salary which I expect. Yeah. It differs person to person. Yeah. Somebody will be happy with 13 lakhs, somebody will be happy with 40, 5 lakhs, 10 lakhs, you know, like that. If I am happy with my financial amount, whatever I am getting, so then the second thing comes the job satisfaction. And there are things like whatever work I am getting, whether it is relevant to, you know, my actual role. Because what is the habit of a companies? They will hire you for some particular role. And then whenever there is internally, sometimes, you know, they will move you to this or that role. That is, I have seen it happens many times. And yeah. And the second point is, we were talking about that. Sorry, I forgot the word. Two jobs, right? Moonlighting. Yes, correct. So moonlighting, I think this is only highlighted for us IT people, but everybody does that. It's not only that, you know, one person is working for one company or other company. And for IT people, they are saying, it's not about you're working for IT and then you're doing a Swiggy job or some other business. They are just saying you should not do any other job. If you're working in a company, you should only work for a company. But that should not be the case. What I am doing after my office hours, that's up to me. And if I am delivering my work on time and my current office is going well, then my employer should not have any challenge.
एक question है मेरा.
Yes.
ये जो नहीं मतलब everyone on the panel, जो भी जितने भी मेरे colleagues हैं, उन सबसे मैं पूछना चाहता हूँ कि ये जो moonlighting का जो definition है, ये basically क्या है? मैं दिन में अगर मैं आप लोग आईटी में हो आई डू नॉट नो आई एम अ मैकेनिकल इंजीनियर फ्रॉम द वेरी कोर फील्ड मैं पावर प्लांट इंजीनियरिंग कर चुका हूँ आई वाज अ पावर प्लांट इंजीनियर डिजाइनर एंड अ प्रोजेक्ट इंजीनियर तो मेरा काम मैं बहुत कोर फील्ड का है ठीक है तो आई कम होम एंड आई टीच सम स्टूडेंट अबाउट पावर प्लांट्स लेट अस अज्यूम दैट एम आई मूनलाइटिंग I do not know so let I have what's the definition of moonlighting
okay. Yeah. So when we goes to this, you know, term moonlighting, it means the work which you are doing at night time. That is called as a moonlighting in simple words. And basically, in some cases, what happened from company point of view, I'm saying what they have find some companies like one person is working on the same company and he's also employee in the some other company at the same time, direct employee. That is what I heard. I don't know how much
but
it is.
Point or add karunga ki let us assume ki ek company ko pata chalta hai ki uska employee 8 ghante kaam karta hai ya 9 ghante kaam karta hai uske company mein wo ghar jata hai wo dusre cheez ke liye kaam karta hai. Now what happens is the company is on the revenge mode wo bande ko 16 ghanta kaam karwane lagta hai. Is that even मतलब I do not know because ये moonlighting term मेरे लिए काफी नया है शिवम और maybe अमित और I do not know please elucidate on this issue
yeah so like
let me speak so see the contract is whenever an employer give an offer to any employee right and it is from beginning itself these moonlighting terms actually it's going viral nowadays right after COVID and great resignation and all of that right but the company is actually there is a clause in everybody's offer that if you are accepting this assignment you cannot work for another establishment in parallel, right? Be it in a day or night or whatever, right? So we, you know, this term itself is called moonlighting because it is, because simple bhasha mein agar isko samjhe to raat mein aap kaam kar rahe hain, right? So din mein, you know, you have that sunlight and night you have that moonlight. Okay. Yeah, so that is what is called moonlight. But contractually, agar hum dekhe, to agar aapne contractually offer accept kara hai, to usme rehta hai. I will tell you from other vintage point, right? Because I finalize a lot of contract and I am on other side of business also, right? Mm-hmm. So, dekho, if I am a contract, I am a partner, I am a client, right? And if I have given one contract to Infosys for that matter, तो मैं उसमें ये चाहूंगा कि जो हमारा जो भी सॉफ्टवेयर बना रहा है इन्फोसिस हमारे लिए और जो हम इन्फोसिस के साथ कोलैबोरेट करके कोई सॉफ्टवेयर या प्रोडक्ट बना रहे तो उसका आईपी राइट्स और ये सब सारी चीजें हमारे पास रहे, चीजें सीक्रेटली हो, पहले से पता नहीं चले किसी को, राइट? सपोज करो कोई एक सुपर नीच प्रोजेक्ट पे काम कर रहा है कोई कंपनी, कोई स्टार्टअप है फॉर दैट मैटर, उसके पास बहुत अच्छा आइडिया है और उसमें बहुत सारे लोग काम कर रहे हैं, राइट? और ऑल ऑफ ए सडन अगर उस प्रोजेक्ट में से कोई एम्प्लॉय निकल के मूनलाइटिंग करता है और सिमिलर कॉम्पिटिटर जहाँ पे उसका काम कर रहा है उसी स्टैक पे और वो चीजें अगर जाके लीक होती है तो उसके वजह से ना एक एम्प्लॉय के वजह से बहुत बड़ा लॉस, बिजनेस लॉस हो सकता है.
नहीं, वो तो कॉन्फ्लिक्ट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट हो गया. आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट पॉइंट. मेरा पॉइंट था कि मैं दूसरा ही काम करता हूँ, व्हिच इज डज नॉट अफेक्ट द कंपनी इटसेल्फ.
Yeah, technically it is called moonlighting. Having two jobs at the same time is called moonlighting. So technically, even if you are working over the weekend, it will be labeled as that.
Yeah, freelancing karunga.
Yeah, correct. Even I was about to say that word, freelancing. And people are doing it, not from now. Before COVID also, they are doing it. I have seen very closely people who are doing these things. In my same company, there was a person who used to work in one of the MNC, and he used to come to my company at the evening time. It was a startup. So they were doing it. But this, I don't know suddenly why it is highlighted. And now there are some policies are also coming for that, strong policies.
Is this
so? I'll tell you why this is being highlighted. I'll tell you. Okay. So there are two things. One is, you know, the job being completely opposite. ठीक है? But for that, there is no written policy in place as of now. Right? As soon as there is a law on this, right? We have different thought, right? And I think it should be discussed in Lok Sabha and Raj Sabha, right? That level, and all political leaders should debate, discuss and form a law on this, clear-cut law. And pass at country level, and that should be followed, right? Maybe there should be some law at maybe international level as well, because there are many companies who are MNCs, right? And accordingly, companies should also come up with, you know, a certain written policy and all of that. So this will evolve. You know, this matter gets heated up, right? Mm-hmm. As long as it is Uber driver working for Ola, or somebody is having part-time job, somebody is having bakery shop, and lot many people are having their own medical shop, or lot of.
Hey, I'll tell you, Rakesh. I'll tell you something. Is that jo aaj ka jo topic hai, job satisfaction or financial satisfaction? This indirectly leads to moonlighting, I think. Because dekhiye, agar ek insaan hai jo kaam kar raha hai, who is not satisfied with his job. And his financial condition, he or she is going to try to capitalize on their own skill sets to get some more financial freedom. Is it not right, Shivam? Am I right?
So I am telling you, we all have many, many, many right points, wherein there is no conflict of interest or integrity issue for that matter. And as long as it is that, it should be fair, right? But there should be a written policy, right? It should not be a blanket given a right to anybody that you go ahead and do anything. But of course, as long as there is a policy defined and there is a law in the country, right? It is okay, right? At this point in time, it's a very gray area.
But,
I'd like to interrupt here. So my point is ki India mein na companies ka kaafi acha union hai, right? Because they are the top leader aur wo political parties ko fund bhi karte hain. But there is nothing such like for the employees. So employees ka jo voice hai, wo actual mein sunai nahi de raha hai apne government ko. For example, IT minister just came aur ek statement de diya ki bhai agar nahi do job karoge to state se bahar nikal jao. Agar aisa apni ministers keh rahe, toh who will voice that in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha?
I strongly agree with you, Shiva.
Agar usme political aapko nahi support kar rahe hai na, toh employee union or employee themselves can go to Supreme Court. And mujhe lagta hai ki judiciary system itna powerful hai ki agar wo koi law ya rule pass kar degi, right, toh wo ban jayega ek benchmark.
Do we have IT employee union?
We do not have any employee union as such only, I think.
Yeah,
कोई employee union नहीं है, ये IT का बात ही नहीं, I think.
अरे IT
have na, like no in government sectors they will have na, like LIC people will have, banking will have,
railway
will have.
एक बात बताऊँ, एक नहीं, I'll tell you something, Karishma, that basically having an union makes life hell for the company. सो वो नॉर्मली यूनियन को सपोर्ट नहीं करते. आई एम इन वेस्ट बंगाल एंड वेस्ट बंगाल इज अ लिविंग एग्जांपल व्हाई यूनियंस व्हाट यूनियंस हैव डन टू इट. सो वो भी एक बहुत बड़ा ग्रे एरिया है.
I think one other point is this moonlighting has come into play after the IT sector got up. Before that I haven't heard of this term when there were steel industries or nuclear industries. I didn't hear this term moonlighting. But specifically, with the IT sector, it has come up because IT employees are able to multitask and they are able to manage two lives at the same time. So that credit goes to them, and because of that, this term has come into IT sector.
But Shankar, I will tell you something.
This all credit goes to this coronavirus-led digital disruption that come in. Okay, it has actually to be brutal honest, it has nothing to do with the employee talent per se. What has happened is that with this digital disruption, there has come in lot of demand. Okay, and there are very 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 less skilled people. Okay, so I have personally seen spending 3x 4x money for a full stack developers, right? Lot many people are struggling for, you know, are betting actually on one employee. People are having 6-10 offers and they are confused and all of that are happening. Okay, so actually we are not doing that. Actually, as an individual, people are very, honest and straightforward. It is just that somebody came to you and say, hey, we are giving you this option knowingly. Can you just work for us, right? And
I would like to ask you one question. Yeah, please, first you come.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I just wanted to understand suddenly how like we become very like there is a shortage of unskilled people suddenly. I know previously it was there, but it's not like that suddenly the news started flashing that India is not having skilled people. Companies are running behind the and market is also good. They are giving you whatever you are asking. I have seen 200, 300% hikes also. People are getting. So suddenly.
So I'll tell you why it's happening. So earlier it was employer's market, right? So you have things used to happen at certain pace, right? Every year, suppose 1-2 lakh, 3 lakh, 4 lakh engineers are coming in and they are getting trained in 2 years, 3 years time. And there are enough inventory for the kind of demand they used to have. Okay. After this COVID, no, any company and every company, everybody started, to feel actually the need of digitization. It started with, ED tech, and then it started with, health, and even manufacturing and everybody, all company, they were not immune to offer that, work from home kind of scenario, right? So a lot of requirement generated within India and more so globally, actually, right? And India being, one of the major markets for, IT export, of course, we were in the limelight. Okay, so that is, yeah,
so
that was.
I'll interrupt Rakesh, sorry. There are some speakers who have not even spoken a word. So let's give them a chance. Ritik Rastogi, if you can hear us, please do share your thoughts. Hemant Raju and Sambhav Shiva Muparaju. Am I pronouncing it right? If you can share your opinions on this topic, job satisfaction or financial, along with moonlighting. So please do share your opinion.
Yeah, so I'd like to add on what Rakesh was saying.
Hemant?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yes, yes. Am I audible?
Yeah, Ritik.
Yes, so I would like to add on what Rakesh said. So basically,
Shivam, I cannot hear him.
Us? I can hear Ritik, actually. Ritik?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay, now I can hear him. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was saying, I would like to add some points on what Rakesh was saying. One reason was definitely COVID, but apart from that, the startup culture has been increased in India since COVID came, and due to that, a lot of startups were offering good hikes and they were hiring good talents. So due to this also, this moonlighting has came into picture. In startups, they are morely most of the recent startups, they allow to do work from home, and you can do part-time work as well in the startups. So
Ritik has brought up a good point. Kyunki work from home ho raha hai, so people have this freedom to do whatever they want after their working hours is over, kyunki ghar se commute ka issue to khatam ho gaya. Right, जाने का आने जाने का जो टाइम रहता था वो खत्म. और इवन अगर आप काम साथ कर रहे हैं, यू विल हैव सम टू लैपटॉप्स, जो कि ये ऑफिस में पॉसिबल नहीं था. अभी दिस हैज़ द फ्रीडम कि आप वर्क फ्रॉम होम कर रहे हैं, तो दिस इज़ व्हाई दिस मूनलाइटिंग कल्चर हैज़ बिगन. इट पहले भी एग्जिस्ट करता था.
Correct, but we have two hands only, two laptop hai, फिर भी तो मैनेज करना होता है ना काम.
Definitely, so that is on the person who is doing, right? He is able to manage it to the worst on time. He is able to complete the deadlines of the main organization as well as the part game.
I will say, नहीं हो रहा अगर तभी इतना issue है, silently हो जाता.
एक और point आ जाता है कि यार तू उसके लिए ज्यादा काम कर रहा है, मेरे लिए कम काम कर रहा है.
तो पता नहीं है ना फर्स्ट को कि दूसरा भी है.
अगर पता
एक्चुअली द मेजर इशू वुड बी यू आर डूइंग वर्क विद द सेम कॉम्पिटिटर कंपनीज बेसिकली.
ये तो एकदम नो नो है. एंड इफिशिएंसी भी अगर डाउन हो रहा है तो वो भी इट्स अ बिग नो. बट इफिशिएंसी अगर अफेक्ट नहीं कर रहा है, देन द कंपनी शुडंट बॉदर अबाउट कि क्या कर रहा है बंदा आउटसाइड ऑफ द वर्किंग आवर.
राइट, आई एग्री ऑन दैट पॉइंट.
करेक्ट इट्स एक्चुअल द केस होना चाहिए जो कि. बट हो क्या रहा है, एक कंपनी में आप काम कर रहे हो, आपको पता चल रहा है दिस पर्टिकुलर पर्सन इज हियर इन दिस मीटिंग. Then somewhere, कहीं से किसी को पता चला रही, this person was there also, he is here also, same role, same technology. So, this is also a way people have found out, here also, here also, same time. How is it possible? And basically, case नहीं हो, मतलब companies should not be worried about this thing if, their work is getting done. क्योंकि हर किसी में इतनी capability नहीं हो सकती है कि वो दो काम कर ले. इतना आसान भी नहीं है ना दो job करना. Health भी is also important at same time. और कोई कर रहा है तो उसको कुछ मजबूरी होगा या कुछ उसकी होगी फाइनेंशियल नीड या इंटरेस्ट होगा और सीखना है और करना है. लेट देम डू. बस आपका काम नहीं हो रहा था, फायर कर दो. सिंपल.
या बेसिकली
बट
दैट इज
इंडियन कल्चर
लाइक
है ना, मेरे हिसाब से द इंडियन कल्चर इज समथिंग लाइक दैट कि ये पहले था कि वंस यू हैव कम इन टू द कंपनी यू आर मोर और लेस पार्ट ऑफ द कंपनी टिल यू रिटायर, बट थिंग्स आर नाउ रैपिडली चेंजिंग विच इज लीडिंग टू अ लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स ऑल्सो. कि यू नो हायर एंड फायर वाला एटीट्यूड, आई डोंट थिंक दैट इज अ गुड वन पर्सनली स्पीकिंग. हाँ मेरे हिसाब से
पर्सनली स्पीकिंग तो गुड वन तो बहुत सारी चीजें नहीं है अरिंदम, राइट? आप देखो अगर बोथ फ्रॉम कैंडिडेट साइड एंड फ्रॉम एम्प्लॉय साइड बोथ एनीथिंग इज नॉट गुड, राइट? आई हैव फेस्ड इश्यूज वेरिन फॉर वन पोजीशन 10 पीपल हैव बैक्ड आउट. नाउ इफ यू आर अ मैनेजर एंड इफ यू हैव अ प्रोजेक्ट टाइमलाइन एंड एवरीथिंग, राइट, यू विल फील दैट पिंच, राइट? हम हमेशा अपने पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से सोचते हैं, राइट? बट अगर अदर साइड ऑफ अ स्टोरी आप कभी सोचो, राइट? एक प्रोजेक्ट आता है, उसका एक टाइमलाइन होता है, क्लाइंट का कमिटमेंट होता है, राइट? प्रोडक्ट का रिलीज डेट होता है.
नहीं नहीं वो तो देखिए वो तो अलग पॉइंट अपने चला जा रहे हैं. मैं बोलना चाहता हूँ कि पॉइंट ये है कि आपका जो मतलब ये जो हायर एंड फायर वाला एटीट्यूड है ये कंपनी के साइड से मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि ये क्या होता है. दिस मेक्स अभी सोचिए एक 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 कंपनी है विच इज़ नोन फॉर हायरिंग एंड फायरिंग. तो और मेरे को उसमें जॉब मिलता है, मैं थोड़ी जाऊँगा यार, मेरे को स्टेबिलिटी नहीं है वहाँ पे, है ना?
मैं समझ रहा हूँ कि आई कम्प्लीटली अग्री विद यू, आप नहीं जाओगे. बट अभी क्या हो रहा है ना कि अब स्टार्टअप्स को रिसोर्स नहीं मिल रहे, राइट? क्यों नहीं मिल रहे? क्योंकि IBM, Infosys, Wipro, Accenture, all of those guys are hiring, ठीक है ना? अब स्टार्टअप्स को नहीं मिल रहे, उसको 500 करोड़ का फंडिंग मिला करके, सो ही इज हैविंग लॉट ऑफ कैश टू स्पेंड. अब मार्केट स्टैंडर्ड में एक .NET डेवलपर का कॉस्ट है सपोज 20 लाख, 25 लाख रुपीज. वो बोलता है हम आपको 50 लाख दे रहे करके, प्लस स्टॉक दे रहे, बला वाला करके दे रहे, ठीक है? तो आपका एज ए कैंडिडेट हम लोगों का अपना एक कॉल होना चाहिए कि मेरा गोल क्या है, ठीक है? अगर मेरा गोल है कि मैं उस स्टार्टअप में जाऊंगा और रिस्क ले रहा हूँ फॉर दैट 50 लाख रुपीज, नो मैटर व्हाट, कैसा भी वर्क लाइफ स्टाइल हो, कुछ भी काम कराएंगे, अगर मैं रिस्क ले तो इट इज ओके, आई शुड बी रेडी फॉर दैट रिस्क एंड रिवॉर्ड. ये प्योरली रिस्क और रिवॉर्ड का गेम है. आप जितना रिस्क ले रहे हो रिवॉर्ड भी उतना बड़ा मिलेगा आपको.
But doesn't this
I think the other thing is actually not only the cash, the cash is free flowing, lot of cash is going on between the one side and the other side. The other thing is the IT sector relationships have become a very important thing. The CEO of a startup actually knows who is the guy who is able to do well from an IBM or a TCS or a Infosys, and actually talks to the person offline and gets the job done. He hires him as a cash, not only for the cash, but the associate comes for the relationship. He's developed a relationship with the CEO, and someone who's the director goes on and starts a new company and starts this company as CEO, and then he hires all the people who are senior managers from his time as moonlighting, not as full-time employee. So this is how this cycle is going on.
Correct.
वो तो देखो वो एक उसको moonlighting कह सकते हो आप, उसको networking भी कह, you can say that, right? Moonlighting, I will say moonlighting when somebody is dedicatedly working for something, right? If I know you and I have my own startup and I take some idea from you, that is okay, right? But if you are an architect and you are coming working full time for me for that money, right? Then it is not good on personal ground as well. Again, this response may vary person to person, right? But that is not good. But yeah, as long as it is some idea sharing or something high level, that is completely fine. But if an architect is from Infosys, he is being paid by Infosys, right? And working or designing, you know, the complete funnel or leading a team of developer at a startup, that is wrong actually, right?
Yeah.
सो एक्चुअली हम लोग थोड़ा सा ओवर टाइम हो गए. नॉर्मली बिफोर ये करते हैं कि मैं थोड़ा सा एक थोड़ा सा इन्फॉर्मेशन दे दूं कि हमारा जो ये प्रोग्राम है करियर टॉक्स, ये ऑलमोस्ट एवरी वीक होता है. एंड जो मेरे यहाँ पे जो टॉकर्स हैं जो ओपिनियन शेयर कर रहे हैं, स्पेशली शंकर एंड राकेश एंड करिश्मा, ऋतिक एंड अमित वॉज देयर, आई थिंक आई कैन नॉट रिमेम्बर द नेम्स ऑफ एवरी वन राइट नाउ, बट जो भी हैं, आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट देम टू कम अगेन इन द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड टू शेयर योर ओपिनियन. बिकॉज सी, हम लोग जब ऐसे बात करते हैं ना, तो क्या होता है कि एक कल्चर डेवलप होता है, अंडरस्टैंडिंग मिलती है और क्रॉस प्लेटफॉर्मिंग होता है, क्योंकि मेरा प्लेटफॉर्म एक टोटली डिफरेंट प्लेटफॉर्म है आपके प्लेटफॉर्म से. एंड इससे क्या होता है कि मेरा नॉलेज भी बढ़ता है, और आई होप मेरे मेरे साइड से आपका नॉलेज कम नहीं होता है, थोड़ा बहुत सेम ही रहता है. तो व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से इज दैट आई वुड लव टू इनवाइट यू ऑल अगेन. नेक्स्ट वीक में हम लोग करेंगे एक और एक सेशन है करियर टॉक्स का, तो आप लोग प्लीज ज्वाइन कीजिए एंड प्लीज कम अप एंड टॉक टू अस,
या
बिकॉज
आप
जैसे ही कॉन्वर्सेशन करते हैं ना, तो हमें बहुत अच्छा लगता है और आपको भी बहुत अच्छा लगेगा.
यस यस दिस इज द फर्स्ट टाइम आई हैव जॉइन. आप एक बार टाइमिंग बता देंगे, क्या टाइमिंग रहता है? एवरी फ्राइडे.
शिवम शिवम कैन हेल्प यू विद दैट. शिवम,
सो करिश्मा, वी जनरली डू इट ओवर लाइक फ्रॉम 8 to 9 PM दिस पर्टिकुलर
ओ
करियर टॉक्स सीरीज, एंड ऑल द लाइव इवेंट्स सेक्शन, लाइक यू नो अपकमिंग लाइव इवेंट्स विल बी देयर इन द माई फीड ऐप. यू नो इन योर
ओ
माई फीड ऐप देर इज अ टैब ऑन द टॉप लेफ्ट कॉर्नर लाइव, कॉल्ड लाइव इवेंट्स. इफ यू क्लिक ऑन दैट यू कैन सी कि जो जो इंडिया में अपकमिंग इवेंट्स है, एंड यूल ऑल्सो भी नोटिफाइड थ्रू द नोटिफिकेशन वेन दे आर लाइव. एंड इफ यू फॉलो मी एंड अरिंदम, यू विल बी नोटिफाइड ऑल्सो. सो
माई
या
फीड इज अ डिफरेंट एप्लीकेशन, नॉट अ फिश बॉल.
सॉरी
ओके
कम अगेन.
नहीं, माई फीड
हाँ
यानी इट्स
ओ
लाइक जो फीड है ना
नोटिफिकेशन
आपका,
हाँ
फिश
दैट्स
बॉल
राइट
के
आई
अंदर का जो.
थॉट हाँ गॉट इट या अंडरस्टूड इट. आई थॉट माई फीड ऐप, सो आई थॉट सम न्यू एप्लीकेशन. या
नहीं नहीं
इट्स
नहीं
फाइन.
नहीं इन दिस ऐप ओनली. शंकर और श्रितिक, इफ यू कैन हियर अस,
यस
सो प्लीज डू ज्वाइन अगेन. अवचित,
गुड एक्सपीरियंस फॉर अस,
ग्रेट कन्वर्सेशन. या
या
तो
शंकर, आई थिंक वी हैव टॉक्ड
कर
बिफोर आल्सो ना, द
कर नो या लास्ट वीक.
लास्ट वीक ना, या आई रिमेम्बर. तो डू कम अगेन ना, मतलब वुड लव टू हैव यू. अवचित राउत, वेलकम, एंड आई एम रियली सॉरी वी आर रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम. एंड राकेश, थैंक यू फॉर
या
योर एक्सेलेंट
राकेश वाज सेइंग
इनपुट्स.
समथिंग, सो
या
एक्चुअली प्लीज गो अहेड राकेश.
नो नो, आई थिंक आई एम डन, आई थिंक वी आर रनिंग शॉर्ट ऑफ टाइम, सो सम अप यहीं पे करते हैं, है ना. तो अभी हमारा जो मेजर पॉइंट था दैट वाज जॉब सेटिस्फेक्शन वर्सेस फाइनेंशियल सेटिस्फेक्शन, तो इसको एक कंक्लूडिंग टच देना चाहेंगे. तो आई वुड से रेस्पेक्टिव ऑफ करियर लेवल, है ना, यू शुड लुक फॉर ए बैलेंस्ड लाइफस्टाइल, है ना. बहुत दोनों जरूरी है. अगर आपके पास बैंक में बहुत पैसा है और हार्ट अटैक वगैरह आ रहा है, शुगर हो रहा है, ये सब सही नहीं है ना. यू नीड टू मैनेज बोथ राइट विद टाइम, एंड नेवर 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 वी शुड रन इन ए हरी. वी शुड पेशेंटली टेक आवर डिसीजन. Stick to one job, let that income come so that you have that support, right? And guts to look for other job, right?
Absolutely.
Continue job, aggressively look for another job if you are not satisfied. And from my experience, I can tell you, if you are looking and if you are honest with what you are trying to do, you will definitely get another job. It doesn't take much time. I have seen even mediocre people excelling in career. इट्स ओनली दैट योर माइंड सेट एंड गोल शुड बी वेरी वेरी क्लियर, है ना. कभी कभी फंस जाते हैं हम ट्रैप में, बट उससे डरना नहीं होता है, फाइट करना होता है ना.
एग्जैक्टली.
नेवर क्विट. नेवर.
कंटिन्यू राकेश, कंटिन्यू. आई जस्ट वांटेड टू कंक्लूड.
डोंट क्विट ए जॉब एंड इन हरी बड़ी डोंट टेक ए डिसीजन लाइक ए बॉलीवुड मूवी, राइट. लाइफ इज ए रियल इवेंट, प्रैक्टिकल इवेंट दैट हैपन विद ऑल ऑफ अस, राइट. You know, patiently look for another job if you are not satisfied at one. Look for both, balanced karke chalo, so that your health is also good, wealth is also good, and both matters actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, before we conclude this event for finally, मैं थोड़ा सा बोलना चाहूँगा कि मेरा एक पॉडकास्ट है, करियर टॉक्स, स्पॉटिफाई में आपको मिल जाएगा, करियर टॉक्स द पॉडकास्ट बाय अरिंदम बैनर्जी. दिस इवेंट विल ऑल्सो बी शेयर्ड देयर एंड विल ऑल्सो बी अवेलेबल. एंड इफ़ यू वॉन्ट टू शेयर विथ योर कलीग्स अबाउट दिस इवेंट, यू कैन डू दैट. एंड इन फ्यूचर इवेंट्स आपको अगर आपके कुछ कलीग्स के साथ शेयर करना भी है तो आप कर सकते हैं. एंड डेफिनेटली प्लीज़ ज्वाइन अस नेक्स्ट टाइम, क्योंकि हमें बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है आपसे बात करके. आई मीन आई हैड अ फैंटास्टिक सेशन, मतलब टाइम कैसे निकल गया मुझे भी नहीं पता चला. सो इट वॉज अ ग्रेट ग्रेट सेशन.
And I would like to add that Arindam's socials about this, like his LinkedIn and his link to the Spotify podcast, will be available in the description of the event. You can follow him and I over there.
Yeah. So,
Thank you.
Shivam, please do the honors and conclude.
Yeah. So first, thank you, Arindam, and thanks everyone for joining this episode of Fishbowl Live podcast. I hope to see you all again in our next event next week, where we will be joining with Twinkle Bakshi, who is a technical recruiter at Drink Central, and we'll talk about how to conquer interview anxiety. We'll also be meeting again with Arindam Banerjee and maybe Akshans Gupta as well, where he will be interviewing three other people currently studying in IIM ABC. And that will be also exciting, and that will be conducted probably on Saturday, but we'll let you know through the app. So since we're going to connect next week, and Diwali is going to happen before that, so happy Diwali everyone, and I hope
Happy
everyone have a safe and happy Diwali, and thank you for joining in.
Hello.
Happy Diwali to all of you.
Happy Diwali to
Hello.
all of you.
Yep.
Thank
Bye
you.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.